Social Salad family and friends of the family. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And today we're going to talk to you about communication because darn it, if I say I don't want cilantro in my salad and you don't effectively communicate with me that the cilantro is already mixed into the salad mix, you're going to lose a customer over salad and poor communication.
So where would we be without communication? This topic is one that we wanted to touch on because our communication can either positively or negatively affect us in life and in business. So today we are going to be sharing a situation or two in hopes that you will be able to take away a few helpful tips. So this situation is extremely common and can be challenging when it comes to communicating properly in order to gain the outcome that you want. So here it is. The situation is the client or customer who always has something to complain about.
That is so me.
So have you ever been in a situation where either your client or customer is complaining about an issue? Well, if you have, it's very common, and that's why I want to talk about this. I'm sure we all try to provide excellent customer service, of course, but the truth is that you just can't make everyone happy all the time.
Right.
And mistakes can happen, and it's okay. And it's actually how you learn, but the result of the conflict comes down to the way that you choose to communicate.
Yep.
So you try to do everything you can to make the client or customer happy, yet they always have something negative to say for whatever reason. And maybe not always, but they're picky.
I get that person.
Yeah. I mean, even Megan and I, we have this podcast and we have our own business, but we are also paying clients or customers for other services and other products. So we get it on the other end too. And, you know, you have the right to be picky. So as a paying client or customer.
Yes.
So, but Meg and I are firm believers that everything should always be done right and in good faith. So we care very much about understanding how to properly communicate with clients so we can actually help them and deliver what they expect and deliver quality.
Yes.
Even in addition to communication, because it's just so important. So let's get back to this little situation.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that you should always do if you receive a complaint in business is reflect. Take a step back. Do not respond immediately. Reflect on their complaint to understand what is going on so that you can either improve or resolve the situation if there's a misunderstanding. Then come up with a game plan and keep clients' satisfaction in mind because their satisfaction will bring you good reviews and more business. And you do not want a bad review online because the internet can be a scary place and you just don't want it.
The internet is forever. Anything that's out there, it's there forever.
The internet is forever. Don't forget that. Yeah, that's a good one to point out. So I'm going to give you an example. You have a product and you shipped it out to a paying customer who's really excited to receive your product and it got damaged on the way. But when it shipped out, it was perfect. But when you're shipping something, you just don't know what can happen during the whole process and journey of it getting there. Right. So if that can result in a bad review, or you might receive an email from the customer who's extremely disappointed.
Oh my gosh, Sydney, that happened to me.
Oh, tell me
when
about
I got my new computer, right? I was so excited to get my laptop, and luckily the product wasn't damaged, but I was ready to just from the box, it was all torn up and beat up. And I was ready to call the owner of Dell or whoever. And I was mad, and it was the company's fault. It was not the shipping's fault. That's the way customers think. That's so important for us to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's important to keep the customer in mind throughout all of this, but that's extremely frustrating because at the end of the day, they're spending money on something, from your business, whether it's a product or a service. And if it's the company's fault, that's something that we're going to talk about, but mistakes happen you're running a business, things are bound to happen, and the way that you communicate it can affect the outcome. We want to make sure that if you've ever dealt with a situation like that and you're the business owner, you know how to respond so that you can continue growing your business in a positive way. Because when you're ordering a computer like that, that's so expensive, and I hate to say it's unacceptable to receive something like that, but with that kind of computer, they're sending out in mass quantities, right? So something's bound to happen. And someone who is working there clearly did not pay enough attention to detail. And that's frustrating.
Well, Sydney, what do you say then to what do you say to say something did happen to my computer and I called up Dell's customer service and they say, well, why didn't you buy the insurance for the product? Like, because, you know, you can get that like shipping insurance right. added onto it. So it's not our fault. You didn't put insurance on the product.
You know, to me, and it all depends on the company. If, as you know, I have products myself, and if anything is ever damaged or I ever made a mistake and sent it out and it was a careless mistake or whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. If the client is or the customer is unhappy, I will take care of it. Mm-hmm. Because if you take care of it for that customer, then that's going to lead to more happy customers and more and better reviews. And that's what you want. A company like Dell, for example, they're on such a large scale that, you know, they have their system in place, but it's still, even if I had this huge corporate company, I mean, of computer of, let's say I was Steve Jobs. I don't know.
that's Apple.
That's Apple. You know, that's Apple, but whatever it is, I mean, whoever it is, a huge company like that, I would probably have some sort of policy to make me stand apart. But that's because I'm just big on being authentic. I don't know.
But I think you made a really good point there, because so many business owners, especially small business owners, and we understand being small business owners ourselves,
right.
the cost of having to replace new products. And if you had to replace a new product for every damaged shipment, you know, you could potentially go broke depending on the amount of product you have and the cost of your products and the cost of shipping. So we totally understand that. But if it is something that you can fix, just because you have a system in place does not mean you should ignore customer service. So if 100%. You can fix it, you should.
Yeah, and going your back
system,
actually,
you should. The customer is more important. He won't have a system without customers.
Right. I mean, the whole thing with this comes, you know, with dealing with customers and mistakes that come up, it all goes back to what I said when it comes to reflecting. Because if you ever receive a complaint, you need to take a step back and reflect. You need to think like, okay, if I replace this product, yeah, maybe it costs me a little bit of money, but what is it going to cost me if I don't do it? You know, right. Could it cost me a bad review? Could that bad review then cost me a few more paying customers? You're never going to go broke from providing quality customer service and making sure your customers know that they're taken care of. There are a lot of mistakes that you can make in business to make you go broke, but
right.
taking care of your customers is definitely not one of them.
No.
So always make sure that that's a priority. And this is, you know, I'm telling you from someone who owns products. If you ever receive a complaint like that, send them a new one. Let them know.
Absolutely.
Like, there's nothing more than a customer will want to hear from you as a business owner or whoever handles these situations that, don't worry, we are here to take care of you and we want to make sure you enjoy this product. You know, I'm a big believer that you do things that you're passionate about. And if you're really passionate about your product, you want other people to enjoy it as well. And so, I think this was really great that you brought that up, Megan. And so, you know, let's go, going back to everything about responding and communicating mm-hmm. to the situation. My initial instinct, if I got a bad review or a bad email, would be to immediately apologize, like we've said, and let that customer know how important their satisfaction is to us and send them a new one, like we've said.
Oh, you know? My gosh. I want to buy lots of products from you. You're amazing.
Yeah. I think it's important. And Megan and I choose to run the social salad like this. So you can listen to this and think of it as a product, but also a service-based business. Sometimes things happen in service-based businesses, especially, let's say you have a social media business. The internet isn't always the most reliable thing. Things can happen. Glitches can happen.
And yeah.
So frustrating. But as long as you provide excellent customer service and they know how much you care and that you're on top of it and you communicate that to let them know, it makes all the difference. And so that's really what it comes down to. So you want the customer to be happy, and that's effective communication by taking the step back, apologizing in these minor situations and letting them know like, hey, we want to take care of whatever it is. It's to the point. You make it clear that you're taking care of them and it happens.
Absolutely. But how do you deal with that customer who's very difficult and is someone that you see on a regular basis? Hey, maybe you see her every week and every week she complains about everything to you. Well, from someone who is pretty sure that her local grocery store now purposely messes up her orders because they do not like all of her complaints. HEB 71, I am calling you out. First and foremost, you have to obviously reflect on what I say, right? But
right.
As I'm saying it to you, before I get out my point, you have to fully listen to me. Let me say everything I want to say. Never, ever, ever interrupt a complaint. Let the customer finish. People need to feel like they've been heard. And sometimes people just need to get that complaint off their chest. And, you know, maybe I go home and I complain to my husband about it. And I do this HEB. Maybe I send out a text or shoot out something to other groups. But sometimes, or a lot of times, people just really also need to get that complaint off their chest to someone from the company in order to get over it, basically. But along with that, you know, when someone is complaining to you and it's like a face-to-face complaint, man, you got to be so nice.
Yeah.
And you really have to be understanding about everything that customer tells you. So for me, you know, for example, if I'm complaining to someone and, I tell you whatever the complaint is, no matter how irrational it is, you need to make me feel like I'm justified in my self-righteous feeling about my groceries or whatever it is, you know. You need to make me feel like I am heard and you understand what I'm going through. This way, because as people who own businesses, we do know a lot of times clients or customers are wrong. And I'm not saying, HEB, that I have ever been wrong. But when a client does finally realize that they are wrong, because oftentimes our clients are wrong about something, you know, they kind of feel like they were a jerk. And, you know, they felt like you knew they were wrong, but you still cared enough to worry about their well-being versus, you know, what was right versus wrong and all those little petty things. So that's so important to customers, especially when they get into that. And I'm really talking about those customers, and I know we've all had them, who get into that irate, irrational, you know, sense. They can't make sense of anything, and they're so, I said this before, self-righteous and justified.
Right.
This is so important, you know? So that's mainly what I'm talking about, but everyone does need to be heard. So this example is from when I did social media for a company that I've mentioned on the podcast before. And along with social media, I hired, I trained, and I managed roughly 200 nannies. So you can imagine there was a lot of customer service involved because, you know, it's college kids watching people's children, which doesn't always go well.
Right.
I, unfortunately, was the person who received the escalated problems. So if a coordinator couldn't fix a situation, I had to deal with an even more irate client.
Oh, my God.
But what's interesting about it is when you encounter someone who is both, you know, rationally and irrationally frustrated because, you know, kids are going to bring up those conflicted feelings where you're like, okay, they are justified, but they are not justified. But when you encounter that person and you show them, you know, that you care and you validate their feelings, not their complaints, but you validate their feeling, you're suddenly this genius who understands them and you're this saving grace. And, you know, after I would help them through the situation and I would listen to their complaint and solve the problem for them, I was always suddenly their go-to person for every question or concern they had. And even if it wasn't a question, that validation, it was the spark that ignited that relationship between us because they thought, she gets it. She gets me.
That's such a good point. It's such a good point. People don't think about communication as a relationship building tool, but you're really showing people who you are if you choose to handle things in a customer satisfaction mindset, I guess I would put it.
Well, and if you just show people that you generally just care about whether or not they had a good experience,
right,
or whether or not them interacting with you was a good experience, you know, it doesn't just have to be about the company. It could just be about two people, you know. So even with these customers, you know, I would give them my cell phone number and we would text about other things. We would, you know, things would come up that we would just like randomly text about because we'd mention it in conversations one way or another. So they would stay on with the company, not because of the company, but because of my customer service. Mm-hmm. And it was a loyalty they felt to me for fixing their problem.
That's amazing.
And, you know, I'm still close to those families today, years later, not all of them, but some of them, because I cared enough and because they saw me as that person who cared. So I was constantly in contact with them about anything about the company.
That's a really great message to take away. And maybe you don't want...
And thank you.
No, it's true.
Maybe as a business owner, you probably don't want, you know, your managers handling this. You probably want that to be escalated to you. But for those escalated problems, it's so important that you develop that connection mm-hmm. with that customer, because those customers get mad at a lot of things. Customers who get irate are typically customers who get irate everywhere, right?
Right.
So when you're that one company that is able to calm them down, they're so loyal to you. When you're that one company that listens to them, you're their favorite company, and they're going to become, you know, I say this a lot, but they're going to become that fanatic, you know, that fanatic customer that tells everyone how amazing you are. So
and that's what you want.
That is what you want. And it's all because of the way you communicated and handled, you know, a conflict or a situation.
Right. And I think that was a really great example. And a lot of people can learn something from that situation and look at it maybe from a different angle. Now, mm-hmm. here's a trickier situation. So mm-hmm. you have the situation where there's a misunderstanding, someone's unhappy with something, but it can be resolved, right? But let's say you have mm-hmm. a service-based business. You provide, for example, you know, coaching services. A client pays you for your coaching service and you go about your sessions, and it doesn't matter what kind of coach you are. We're just using coach as an example. And about a mm-hmm. month later, after you've done your coaching, you get an email that it did nothing for that client and they want a refund.
Oh my gosh. What?
Very frustrating. Very frustrating. But maybe even during the sessions though, they decide, you know, I don't really like this. This isn't really for me. And that's a problem too. So for any of you coaches out there, well, first, there's a lot of things that go into this, but for any of you coaches out there, you are of course passionate about your coaching and you know, it's impactful, right? You created your coaching services, but again, it goes back to, you just can't please everyone. So, mm-hmm. and it also comes to maybe reflecting on the content within your coaching and your audience, and it comes, and also making sure that you're protected with a contract. I mean, there's a lot of things, but we're just talking about communication, so I don't want to confuse anyone.
Absolutely.
Because if someone's unhappy, there's many different variables, but this is just in regards to communication. So what do you do in this situation? I mean, it's frustrating. So what I often see here,
you tell them they're wrong.
Yeah, the first thing
you tell them you're amazing.
The first thing that you probably want to do, and what I see and hear a lot, is being defensive, which is mm-hmm. normal. And that's, you know, a lot of times if someone's criticizing you, you know, you're going to feel defensive. It's your craft. You created something. You put so much into it, and you felt really good about it. And on top of it, you earned money. And I'm also mm-hmm. a believer that when it comes to work, it's not about the money. It's about doing a good job and doing what you enjoy. And when you start doing that, I know it sounds cliche because so many people say it, but like, you start making more money when you do what you like. When you don't do what you like.
Cliches are cliches for a reason.
Yeah. When you don't do what you like, it's harder to make money. When you do what you like, mm-hmm. you're going to attract more. So anyways, aside from that, you know, you put so much into it and you don't want to lose the money. So you get defensive. But let's bring this back to communication. And the first thing you should do, no matter what situation, is reflect mm-hmm. and take a step back. Because remember, you might actually be able to resolve this. There's always a solution. So in this situation, if it were me, the first thing that I'd try to see to do is to see if there's anything that I could have done better or missed within our sessions. And I don't mean by asking just yet. I mean like taking a step back, reviewing our sessions, what we did together, or what we're already doing. And is there anything that I could be doing different? And this goes back to the audience too. Is this the right person? Did I just take on a random client? Like, are they not putting in the effort? Like, just, or does mine not provide enough value? Is there something, you know, ask yourself questions. And the second thing, once you've done that, his respond to the email or the message, whatever it is, and to get a better understanding of why the client is not satisfied. Do not reply with an offensive response.
Sydney, I'm gonna say here real quick, though, it's really important when you do, I know what you're about to tell them, but it's really important when you say these things that you don't sound condescending to them. Yes. Like, so like, I guess you can ask your questions.
No, it's true. And sometimes I think it's difficult for people because it's like, you know, this is your thing, you know, it can be very frustrating, but at the end of the day, you have to keep that customer satisfaction mindset because you're not going to like every customer or client necessarily. And I hope you do. And
I love all of our clients, Sydney.
I love all of our clients. I really do. But in business, as you grow, sometimes you come across people who are just not the right person for you. Right now, Megan and I are really lucky. And it happens. But the problem is that if you don't have that customer satisfaction mindset, you could risk getting that online review or, you know, worse, less referrals, less business, you know, it's word of mouth. Mm. It's just, you don't want that. So reach out to them after you've reflected and just say, you know, hey, like, I'm so sorry to hear that you're not happy. And my priority is to make sure that you are getting the most out of this. I need to get a better understanding of what it is that you feel like you're not gaining or learning from our coaching sessions. What were you looking to learn? How can I help you? And, you know, the goal is to make sure that they're satisfied. So ask them where they're struggling. Have they tried everything that they've learned consistently? Do a little check-in. And actually, for a matter of fact, after your coaching is finished or whatever service you provide, always follow up a month later. It doesn't matter.
Oh, absolutely. Following up with your clients is so important. You know, even if it's just, if it's kind of like those little restaurants, you know, at restaurants, the comment cards, mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, except on a regular basis with your clients, you should be doing, you know, client care calls is what I call them. Or if you're a business, you could be doing like a customer care call. One thing that is really effective in these situations is, I guess this would be for a product, maybe not for this, but for a product is once you receive like notification or that the product got to the person, you need to follow up with them immediately.
Right.
To see, and I probably should have said this earlier, but now that you mentioned, you know, follow up, I was thinking about it, but you need to follow up with that customer to make sure everything was okay before they get a chance to complain about it on a review.
100%.
That's so important. And in this situation, the example that you just provided, the reflection that this coach is going to learn is, okay, I should be following up regularly. This right. is really important.
Right. And you want to show them how much you care about their success. You may get a great response back and you might be able to help them and not lose the business and even gain more business. And because you'll get a better understanding of where they can improve and what they're looking for. And that can help you with other clients too. It's a process and it's all how you choose to respond. You can also choose to respond and say, sorry, we provided a coaching service and we do not do refunds, which I've heard happen to a lot of people. Or you can choose to see how you can help. There's always something you can do to help. Plus, that can mean a good review or more business. So another way to prevent
interrupting you. Oh my it's god, okay. You keep talking.
No, I just talk quickly.
Another thing that is super important is to be easy to get a hold of. So if a customer has a complaint, they are not always being put on hold or always being feel like they're being put off. You know, for example, we didn't have a complaint really, but this was a huge communication problem that my potential preschool for my daughter had. And the fact that they kept putting off scheduling our tour, and they just the manager of the preschool would never even call us back or email us back, or it was so frustrating. So we're not going to that preschool now because they had the worst communication. Right. And this is a reason why I think I mentioned this earlier, but with the clients that the problems were escalated to me, I always gave them my cell phone number. And this is also a reason why we're such big fans of live chat, which actually I'll put a link in the description for it so you guys can check it out because it's so good. I was actually so mad today when I was wanting to ask a question in to Adobe, and every little product had live chat except for the one that I wanted to ask.
Of course.
Of course. It was so frustrating. So, you know, the texting, having, you know, oh my God, our hot water heater went out, and I texted our plumber at 10 o'clock at night, and he responded immediately. And, you know, he had someone over here the next day. And that's the reason why he's our, you know, I can say he's our quote unquote, our plumber, is because of the customer service. So always be easy to get a hold of. Don't feel like you're ignoring, don't make a client feel like you're ignoring them. That's your number one priority always.
100%. And I like to think about the big picture. I think about, well, what will happen if I respond in this manner? And what will happen if I respond in that manner? So if it helps you, keep a note of that on your desk and be prepared before you reply. That is the key. Take a step back, as I always say, and look at the situation and do not be reactive. Remember, the customer satisfaction mindset will get you much further. And sometimes we have to deal with frustrating situations, but it's all how you choose to react. And respond.
It definitely is. 100%. Okay, so you know what, Sydney? I think we covered a lot about, I think a little bit more than we had anticipated about communication.
Yes.
But we just communicate a lot, guys.
We do.
So let us wrap up this episode of the Social Salad Podcast.
You guys get it? Let us, pause like lettuce, because it's a social salad.
Oh my God, thank you. Yes.
Sorry, I'm throwing that in there just in case people were confused. Okay.
I know. I was like, pause for response. I know that someone's going to get it.
I got it.
All right, guys. If you have, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you guys have any questions, communicate them on the podcast
post
in our Facebook group. Yes, you will need to be a member of the group to do so, but feel free to join. We would love to have you as part of our Social Salad family. And stay tuned Monday for the next episode of the Social Salad Podcast.
Bye, everyone. Okay. Thank you so much.